With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There's been a bump in the road to getting inflation down.
Wholesale prices rose by a larger than expected 2.6% last month compared to last year. That's not good news for inflation watchers. The increase is the sharpest year-over-year acceleration since March of 2023. The wholesale figures follow the government's report Thursday that consumer inflation cooled in June for a third straight month. So as a whole, this week's price figures, along with other recent data, still suggest a continued slowdown in the inflation that first gripped the nation 3 years ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden continues to resist Democratic pressure to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
During a highly anticipated press conference, the president forcefully defended his policies and dismissed Democratic concerns about his campaign's viability.
I'm just going to keep moving. And because, look, I got more work to do. We got more work to finish.
He insisted his support among voters was strong and he would stay in the race and would win.
I believe I'm the best qualified to govern, and I think I'm the best qualified to win.
Greg Clexton, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' approach to dealing with President Biden's health concerns amounts to the, quote, biggest political cover-up that we have ever seen. Authorities in western states warning of the rising risk of wildfires as hot conditions and low humidity dry out the landscape amid a protracted heat wave. More than 63 million people around the U.S. remain under heat alerts, especially in the West, where dozens of locations have tied or broken heat records. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher, the Dow up 301 points, the NASDAQ adding 210. This is SRN News. Arkansas election officials have rejected the petition submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure.
The Secretary of State's office in Alabama said organizers behind the measure did not submit required paperwork about its paid canvassers. The group submitted more than 101,000 signatures. The measure would have barred laws banning abortion in the first 20 weeks of gestation and allowed abortion later in pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, threats to the woman's health or life, or if the unborn baby would be unlikely to survive birth. Jeremy House, SRN News.
New York University has settled a lawsuit filed last November by three Jewish students. The students say they had been subjected to perversive acts of hatred, discrimination, and intimidation since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. In addition to providing an undisclosed amount of money, NYU officials say they would dedicate additional academic resources to Judaic studies and the study of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. A troubling health care development in Oregon.
More than 2,400 patients at hospitals in the Portland area may have been exposed to infectious diseases because a physician may not have followed infection control practices. Providence Health says it's notifying about 2,200 people that the doctor's actions may have put them at risk. And Legacy Health says it's sending letters to 221 patients who also may have been exposed. Officials are encouraging those patients to get a free blood test to screen for infections. Rich Thomason reporting.
A new initiative to monitor swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drones is spurring backlash from shorebirds. City officials say the drones have been repeatedly swarmed by birds, forcing the pilots to ground the devices on several occasions since that program was launched back in May. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.